listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 19. Today I'm going to begin with another quote. By drawing our senses of perception inward, we are able to experience the control, silence, and quietness of the mind. And those words are by B.K.S. Iyengar and reminds us of something we often forget. Peace isn't something we find, it's something we remember. And the problem is that most of us spend our lives looking outward for answers to questions that can only be answered within. And today I'm talking about what it means to turn inward, not to disconnect from the world, but to reconnect with yourself. So take a moment and think about how your day begins. Before your feet touch the floor, many of us are already looking at our phones, checking emails, scrolling social media, reading news, responding to messages. Someone else's voice becomes louder than our own before we've even had a chance to hear ourselves think. Our attention has become one of the most valuable commodities in the world. Every app, every notification, every headline, every algorithm is competing for it. Eventually, we become experts at noticing everything happening around us, while losing awareness of what's happening inside of us. Turning inward doesn't mean isolating yourself. It doesn't mean ignoring reality. It doesn't mean pretending life isn't difficult. It means becoming curious about your inner experience. Instead of immediately reacting, you begin observing. Instead of asking, "Why are they acting like that?" you ask, "What is this situation bringing up in me?" Instead of searching for validation from everyone else, you begin listening for your own wisdom. This is one of the foundations of mindfulness, awareness without judgment. And many people tell me that they struggle with meditation because their minds won't stop racing. And I always smile when I hear that, because meditation isn't about having no thoughts. It's about noticing them without becoming them. Sometimes silence feels uncomfortable because it's the first time we've truly heard ourselves. In silence, we may notice grief we've been avoiding, fear we've been suppressing, fatigue we've been ignoring, or dreams we've been postponing. Silence doesn't create those things. It simply gives them room to be seen. And healing often begins with honest awareness. In yoga philosophy, there's a practice called pratyahara, often described as a withdrawal of senses. It doesn't mean shutting out the world. It means choosing where your attention goes instead of allowing the world to choose for you. Imagine how different your day might feel if before checking your phone, you checked in with yourself. How am I feeling? What do I need today? What intention do I want to set? A small shift changes everything, because wherever your attention goes, your energy flows. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Many people believe peace is something they'll experience after life becomes easier. After the promotion, after the relationship improves, after retirement, after the stress goes away. But life be lifing, and it has a way of reminding us that there will always be another challenge. If peace depends on perfect circumstances, we'll spend our lives chasing something that keeps moving. Real peace is built from within. It's created through daily practices, a mindful breath, 5 minutes of stillness, a walk without your phone, prayer, meditation, journaling. These moments may seem small, but over time they reshape how you respond to the world. Ask yourself, what has my inner voice been trying to tell me? When was the last time I sat in silence without distracting myself? What emotions have I been too busy to acknowledge? And what could change if I trusted myself more than outside opinions? Sometimes the answers we're searching for aren't hidden. They're simply buried beneath the noise. So, tying this up with the Season 7 framework, completion. Complete the habit of constantly seeking approval, answers, or peace outside of yourself. Recognize that external validation can never replace inner clarity. Reflection. Spend a few moments each day asking yourself, not what the world expects of you, but what your heart truly needs. Reflection isn't about overthinking, it's about listening. Renewal. Choose one practice this week that helps you turn inward. It could be 5 minutes of mindful breathing, a silent walk, or journaling before bed, or simply sitting with yourself without reaching for your phone. Renewal begins the moment you create space to hear your own voice again. So I'm going to invite you to join me in a closing guided mindfulness practice. If you're able to, find a comfortable position, and you're welcome to close your eyes or just tilt your head. Take a slow breath in and a gentle breath out. Allow your shoulders to soften. Relax your jaw. Notice the sounds around you. And then gradually bring your attention inward. Notice your breath. Notice your heartbeat. Notice any thoughts that arise. Don't chase them. Don't judge them. Just let them pass like clouds moving across the sky. And silently repeat, I return to myself. Peace already lives within me. The quieter my mind becomes, the clearer my path becomes. And take one final deep breath. Gently open your eyes if your eyes were closed, and you can begin to just shake out your hands and move your head from side to side. And as I close today's episode, I'd like to remind you that the world will always ask for your attention, but your mind, your body, and your spirit will always ask for your presence. This week, instead of looking outside yourself for every answer, give yourself permission to pause, to breathe, to listen, because sometimes the wisdom you've been searching for has been waiting quietly within you all along. As I continue through Season 7, remember this invitation. Complete the habits that disconnect you from yourself. Reflect with honesty and compassion, and renew your commitment to creating moments of stillness in a noisy world. Until next time, Take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.